Today's podcast is brought to you by our fantastic Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt. To order, go to HowieCarShow.com and click store.
The mystique about Howie is that he's the real deal. He's not a talk show host that's blown in from somewhere else.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Is retirement or stepping back into a consultant role any like that? Are you considering those options?
Brad, I certainly am because I've got to do it sometime. I can't stay at this job forever.
Fine, then go. I'm gone. Go then. I am. Go. I'm gone.
But, you know, I don't have any plans right now to go anywhere, but you never know.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. Both parties say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage.
This is classic Trump. We have 4 days left, and all of a sudden there's a laptop.
Welcome. You've got mail. You've got pictures.
What's the matter? What happened? What's going on?
Johnny, it was wide open. There were literally thousands of files here.
Well, I've been meaning to clear some of that out.
Christ, look at the organization here.
It was all true. The laptop was real. The eyewitness was real. The emails were real. The news was fake.
Goodbye.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. The Aviva Trattoria gift certificates are now gone too. So, but you know, the Howie Carr Show store never closes. And right now we have a Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt. She says pre-order, but they're in house. They're being packed up as we speak. We've had a couple of hundred orders already. So if you want to get a Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt, you can go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store. We got lots of other great stuff in the store. Fun Spot gift certificates, ReadyWise, two-pack American Red Cross, two-day ready-to-go meal kits, Maria's Restaurante gift certificates in Portland, Maine.
Bonner Private Wines.
Bonner Private Wines. That's a good one, too.
Yeah, really good. I was very impressed with the quality of the wines that they brought out to us.
If you've got if you've got like a special occasion coming up and you want to have a really expensive bottle of wine, this is a good chance to get it at half price. You get three bottles, three $40 basically bottles for $60. That's a pretty good deal, half price in other words. But anyway, check it out at HowieCarShow.com. There's a lot of stuff to buy. Now it's time for the chump line.
This is Joe Biden. My son Hunter is as clean as the driven snow that he was snorting.
Yes. And now we know why he was so concerned about porn being put out on the internet, revenge porn. Who doesn't know somebody who's had him pictures of himself naked with a friend put out on the internet? Personally, I don't know anybody like that. It's never happened to me. It's never happened to anybody I know. But that's just me.
I'm going to predict Dr. Fauci will retire in approximately 2.5 years.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that he really has the stomach to go through those kinds of hearings that Rand Paul would be running. Or Jim Jordan, for that matter, the guy who was just on the intro. Jim Jordan is going to be the chairman of government oversight and reform. He's going to have subpoena power, and he's going to have a mission to go after all of these Democrat-filled hack agencies, including, I hope, the FBI. The Chump Line today is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Check out their spring and fall golf package. The special golf room rate includes two full rounds with cart at the Captain's Course in Brewster. Details at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com.
As my grandpa, Ambrosia, Sinigan, dad in Gaelic about my COVID policy. Gotta remember it now. Okay, Milarkey, Fauci.
Yeah, that's exactly okay, Milarkey, Fauci. Yeah. By the way, he said his great-grandfather went to Lafayette. And before, a couple weeks ago, he told us for the first time, at least that I've heard, that his grandfather went to Santa Clara. Now, am I wrong? But hasn't he at one point said he was the first Biden in a thousand generations to go to college? Taylor?
Yeah, you're right. That's a very good fact check, Mr. Carr.
Well, I was helped by someone on the text line. Well, I think we need that. I think we need that at some point. Not today, obviously, but maybe next week sometime. I'm the first Biden in a thousand generations, and then talking about his grandfather and his great-grandfather.
I'll put that video together.
And, you know, they came from such a hard scrabble background, but they certainly seemed to be, they were going around the country, you know? I mean, Lafayette, well, that's in Pennsylvania. Santa Clara in California. Where are they getting the money? You know, I thought they were, off the boat, Irish immigrants.
They had fleeing the wagon trained it out west.
Yeah, I thought they were fleeing the potato famine in the 1840s, beyond the pale, etc.
Inflation Joe must go.
Inflation Joe must go. Well, Monday will be another time for another Thanks Brandon segment. And we may have a new cut in there with the reference to Brandon today from Joe Biden. He doesn't, you know, he mentions Brandon. He doesn't even know what he's saying, does he? He has no idea what it means.
Brandon, how are you? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Today, in honor of President Trump, I placed an I Did That sticker on a gas pump. It felt good, as I knew it would, but in the end, Plug still played me for a chump.
He played us all for a chump. One of the VIPs this week brought me a couple of I Did That stickers, and the mailroom manager put one on her computer, and I got one on mine. I think I got one left, Taylor. Do you want one for your computer?
I don't want to put it on my computer because then Joe Biden will type for me. He can barely speak.
Here it is.
I'll take the sticker, though.
Okay, I'll give it to you during the break.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, so Chris Cuomo thinks he's going to get $125 million for being fired by CNN? Well, considering how many times you've been fired, you should be a billionaire. We're going to be fine.
You know, Duvall, I really agree with you totally on that. How many times have I been fired? If at $125 million a shot, yeah, I would be approaching $1 billion. No doubt about it.
Amy Klobuchar traveled to Poland to hand out blankets and combs to Ukrainian refugees.
Yeah, they can use the combs in their salads instead of in the place of forks and spoons.
They finally released the Kraken and Hunter smoked it.
I'd forgotten all about the Kraken. Remember during the post 2020 election, they were always talking about releasing the Kraken.
It must be a really disappointing life to be a conspiracy theorist. Here you have all these wild and unexpected conspiracy theories, and before you know it, they'll just turn out to be true.
Whenever the Democrats say it's a conspiracy theory, you know that sooner or later, probably sooner, it's going to prove to be true. Just like when they say that something has been debunked, assume that it has been whatever the opposite of debunked is. I don't think it's bunked.
There's only so many things left, though, that they can distract us with. Really, it's just down to Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, and UFOs.
They've got, what is it, the stealth Omicron variant is warming up in the bullpen?
Yeah, but it's a sub-variant of Omicron, which was a box office flop to begin with.
It was. I don't like the word stealth either. I'd prefer it sneak. The sneaky Omicron variant, I think, would be more appropriate?
It's the day after St. Patrick's Day when a lot of people hold their heads and go, how could I do something so stupid? But enough about the Biden voters.
But they're not sorry. That's the problem. There's no remorse. None of them are in the 12-step program, and one of the first steps of which is apologizing to four people you've hurt. In the case of a Biden voter, just walk up to the first four people you meet on the street, and you can apologize.
Yeah, Russian sanctions. What do you get? War's getting bigger and we're deeper in debt. Putin won't stop because he knows I sold my soul to pay for Hunter's horse.
Wow, that was a good one. 603, what's the difference between a conspiracy theory and the truth? About 18 months. That's about exactly what it was for the laptop. 508, I thought Basement Joe's family were coal miners, not college graduates. Boy, a boy! The first Biden in 1,000 generations to come out of the coal mines and go to Lafayette and Santa Clara and Delaware State. The first white student at Delaware State.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, or you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line with all new messages, we have a second Chump Line every evening posted around 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Chopped Chumps. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you today by the Nauset Beach Inn. Check out their spring and fall golf package. The special golf room rate includes 2 full rounds with cart at the Captain's Course in Brewster. Details at NausetBeachInn.com.
Yeah, Russian sanctions. What do you get? War's getting bigger and we're deeper in debt. Putin won't stop because he knows I sold my soul to pay for Hunter's horse.
That cough at the end, that was really nice. Nice touch. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
We'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Why are the Democrats always lying about their backgrounds? You know? It's whether Kamala Harris on it being on a bus, Clinton remembering black churches being burned in the 50s in Arkansas when there weren't any black churches being burned in Arkansas in the 50s. Joe Biden, nobody went to college. Apparently, this new nominee for the Supreme Court, Ketanji, she's talking about a book that she was on her parents' table, a coffee table book, it turns out the book was published when she was 22. She said she used to look at it when she was a child. You were a child at 22. She at the time she was working for Time Magazine, but she was a child apparently, according to what she's saying now. Anyway, time for the poll question. Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. Learn how you could protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If convicted, would Hunter Biden go to prison?
No, I think not. The federal sentencing guidelines would say he was a first-time offender, and he's had a troubled childhood and a troubled adulthood, and he's turning his life around. And in addition to being a painter, he's an aspiring rapper, and he's considering marrying his fiancée.
88% say no, he'd never see the inside of a jail cell.
Very few people do, especially Democrats these days. 844-500-4242. Jimmy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, how quick, before I get to what I'm going to say, I got a slogan for the Jimmy for the Republicans for this campaign. You got my permission to use it for your column or for a T-shirt.
Yeah,
hashtag
what?
Hashtag defund the Democrats.
How about defund Democrats? Just let's cut the D out. Defund Democrats.
Okay.
I like that. That's not bad.
Defund Democrats. Okay, you got my permission to use it.
Thank you.
But how quickly do you think they'll have hearings once they charge old Hunter?
What? How soon? What? What did you say? How soon do they get? What? How soon do they get? Pardon them? Are you saying?
Hearings.
Well, I mean,
do you think he'll get pardoned first?
Well, no, I think there'll have to be a trial before they pardon him. What I'm wondering is, and I've been talking about this with Grace and other people all day, is you remember in 1973, I think it was, the Saturday Night Massacre, the special counsel that was investigating Watergate, Archibald Cox, he was a Harvard guy. He was closing in on Nixon, so Nixon fired him. And Elliot Richardson, the attorney general, refused to fire him. So he got fired, too. And they called it the Saturday Night Massacre. And the press and everybody, Republicans and Democrats alike, were up in arms. So suppose the U.S. attorney in Delaware wanted to indict Hunter Biden, and they said no. And he resigned or got fired. And then it's never going to happen with Merrick Garland because he's a swamp creature. But suppose he got fired because they wouldn't indict Hunter Biden. Would there be an outcry in the media and among Democrats if Biden fired everybody to prevent his crack-addled, degenerate son from being indicted? I don't think there would be. I think it's everything is partisan now, and they don't care that they have lied on issue after issue after issue, from weapons of mass destruction to Russian collusion hoax to COVID-19 to the laptop to all, and you know, that's just a greatest hits version. They don't care. You know, the ends justify the means, and the ends were to get rid of Trump. The ends were to take the reins of power and to you know, open the borders and you know, begin the fundamental transformation, i.e. destruction of the United States. Shooter accused of killing Salinas officer was in country unlawfully. This is in California. The guy's record, his name is Gustavo Morales. His record goes back to August 2008. He was later convicted of multiple offenses, including altering a firearm, giving false ID to a police officer, driving without a license, DUI. He was 30 years old, also on probation for domestic violence and prohibited from owning firearms. Killed a cop. Killed a cop, an illegal alien. Thanks, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Just look at it, Fox up on the screen. Fauci warns of more lockdowns if COVID spikes. It's like a nightmare that doesn't end.
You just can't wake up.
I know. Or you wake up in a cold sweat and then you see it wasn't a dream. It's reality.
You wake up and you hear Dr. Fauci by your bedside saying, hello.
We can't just say we're done.
Ugh. That's not what I want to hear. I want to hear him on the podcast saying he's going to retire.
I wouldn't get your hopes up about that.
You know, why is he? It's like having a serial killer out there. You don't give a serial killer parole. You just lock him up.
Yeah, and by
it's
the
like
way,
like the people that keep going to interview Charles Manson. Let him keep talking all this crazy stuff.
He is a flight risk, though.
Yeah.
Next like thing you know, him retiring is next, him going on the run.
You know, you're going to see him on one of these crappy Sunday shows, and he's going to have one of those homemade tattoos on his face like Charles Manson.
A little COVID virus right between his eyebrows.
Helter skelter.
All right. It's Friday evening. You know what that means.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the police blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
Stand by for Police Blotter Fax Friday. It's that time of the week. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories or items.
Get from, ready, pal.
From your local daily or weekly newspaper or increasingly the internet, since the weekly papers seem to be going out of business at a more rapid rate even than the daily papers. But there is still the internet, and you can find funny stories about the local constabulary. And send them to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com, or you can fax them to us at 857-284-8864, 857-284-8864. And at this time, every Friday evening, we read the funniest ones of the week, in our opinion, police stories. And the two winning entries get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
They will get a copy of your fabulous book, What Really Happened.
Sounds great.
Are you ready for the runners-up?
Yes, I am.
Police say Burger King employee shot a customer who threw mayonnaise at her.
Mayonnaise? I'd rather have mayonnaise thrown at me than
ketchup.
Why are
you saying like that? Mayonnaise.
I'm just thinking about, you know, what would be more offensive? What would be the most offensive thing someone could throw at you?
A bullet with a gun?
No, condiments, I mean. In the
condiments. Mayonnaise would be up there for me. This, oof.
Horseradish.
Anything would leave a stain, though, so I guess they're all kind of equal.
If it was tartar sauce, you'd be on board.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
You'd be licking it off your shirt. A Burger King employee had been arrested for shooting at a customer at a Northwest Miami-Dade Burger King on Thursday afternoon. Shatea Hicks is 30 years old, and that is the woman that the police have identified. A man pulled up to the drive-thru. It always happens at the drive-thrus at a Burger King just after 4 p.m.
That's Hicks, because the person that's is too stoned or drunk to go in and actually stand there. Probably can't even walk.
Well, a lot of times
counter.
Now they have bulletproof glass at those
as drive-thrus. Well they should.
Yeah. Hicks was seen arguing with the customer when he suddenly drove off, and that's when witnesses say Hicks left the restaurant and grabbed a gun out of her car. So this was the Burger King employee who was doing the shooting. Police said she fired 5 rounds at the car as the man drove away.
As he drove away?
Yeah.
She must have really been angry.
I guess he was purchasing a burger. I don't know why he threw mayonnaise at her, though. Maybe he's not a mayonnaise guy. Florida man pleads guilty to illegal sale of a monkey to celebrity client.
A monkey?
Yeah.
Was it what kind? Now was it what kind of monkey? What kind of primate was it? I mean, monkey could be, you know, it could be an orangutan, a gorilla. Yeah. What kind of monkey?
Well, it's funny you should ask that because I actually meant to ask you how to say this kind of monkey.
Rhesus
macaque.
Capuchin?
Yeah, capuchin.
Capuchin? It's a brown capuchin monkey. It's like a smaller one, you know. A Central Florida man known as the Monkey Whisperer pleaded guilty after federal officials say he illegally sold a capuchin monkey to a celebrity client in California.
I was thinking of something. I was thinking of a Rolling Stones song.
I know you were. I went the other direction.
I'm a monkey!
The Rolling Stones are very litigious.
PETA identified the entertainer as Chris Brown. Jimmy Wayne Hammonds. That sounds like somebody who'd be selling monkeys. Jimmy Wayne Hammonds. He's like, I'm the best.
I got a monkey guy. Jimmy Wayne Hammonds.
He pleaded guilty to conspiracy to violate the Lacey Act.
The Lacey Act?
Yeah, it started in September 2017. This story goes
right
on
before
for
the Logan Act. I don't think
it or the Mann Act. I'd rather be charged with violating the Lacey Act than the Mann Act.
He was in contact with three Californians about the monkey.
Did he have a bidding war going with the beautiful people?
I'm sure that you don't just give one up without, you know, getting a couple of offers, you know, and seeing if anyone goes over asking. Like, how much do you want the monkey?
I read a story last week that the French bulldogs now, you know, they get these ones that have fluffy hair, fluffy French bulldogs.
I've never seen a fluffy French bulldog.
Well, you'll never see one. You'll never see me owning one because they cost like $7,000.
Yeah, it's like walking around with a Rolex on your wrist.
So I'm just wondering, yeah, well, look what happened to the Lady Gaga's.
Yeah, they shot the dog walker.
But so does it say how much they were charging?
Oh, for the monkey?
Yeah.
It's around $12,650.
So it's like almost double the price of one of those fluffy French bulldogs.
I can't imagine how much a fluffy capuchin monkey goes for. Now we're talking real money.
What was the monkey's name?
Bubbles. Texas magician performs trick to defraud Walmart of nearly $3,000. I feel like, Howie, out of all of the crimes and stuff, I feel like you'd appreciate this one.
Okay, let me.
Police are looking for a Texas man who is using sleight of hand magic tricks to steal nearly $3,000 from a Walmart. They've dubbed him Seguin's next David Blaine.
Well, what is it? What kind of trick is it?
That's a good question. It's called a quick change. Quick changing is when a suspect uses a sleight of hand trick while counting out their change to pocket money. I read this. I don't understand it, but the suspect will count the change, showing the employee that he was shortchanged while he uses his other hand to pocket a portion of the money. Oh, so you're basically saying, oh, you gave me back the wrong change, but you're.
Yeah, you gave me back change for a 10 and I gave you a 20 or a 50 or a 100.
Yeah, and then you just get rid of the money that they did give you back. Ugh, scoundrel.
They're only supposed to use their powers for good, never evil.
Thanks, Merlin.
Wisconsin dentist could get decades in prison for breaking his patient's teeth by drilling holes in them so that he could charge for fixing the damage.
This is pretty bad.
Yeah, and pocket millions from the procedures. You know what it is, though? It's like they always catch them because of the numbers. It was the same thing with the Sonia Farrick thing. Like, you're coming out, or I guess in this case it would be Annie Ducan. She was coming out with these crazy.
Well, same, both of them.
Yeah, but Annie Ducan's was different because she was doing it like to get good
reviews.
So she was coming out with these crazy high numbers. In this case, this guy placed 95% more crowns than the average Wisconsin doctor. Like, maybe you do 20% more, you don't get caught, but 95%,
or you go,
that's going to raise eyebrows.
You go up slowly. He doubled his take in a year.
He went up exponentially.
And what does that do? What does that do?
Exponentially.
Ha, 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 ha.
Ha, ha, ha. That raises eyebrows. He billed more than $4.2 million for crowns between 2016 and 2019. The height of his operation, and had assets worth $6.8 million by the end of 2020.
He used crowns to become the king of dental graft.
He did. He was convicted of purposely breaking patients' teeth. He faces up to 10 years in prison. Hmm. Woman shot in the face with water pistol.
What? That's a crime?
Woman minorly inconvenienced by water.
Renee Bolduc was inside her residence at the King of the Road Mobile Home Park in St. Petersburg when Nicole Hosmer...
Trailer for sale or rent.
Nicole Hosmer walked past the property. Bolduc, cops allege, exited her home and stood on the porch where she took a water gun and squirted the victim in the face. Hosmer never went on to the defendant's property, nor did she make any aggressive statements. Bolduc allegedly squirted Hosmer in the face because she was upset the victim was walking on her street. She was arrested for misdemeanor battery and booked into the county jail.
Misdemeanor. M-I-S-T.
Ha, 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 ha.
Do you remember when they were banning in Boston super squirters?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. That was
Super soakers?
Super soakers.
That was a simpler time, wasn't it?
It was.
There's all these like weird stories you remember, and you're like, wow, that was before everyone went nuts.
Yeah, that was. That was pretty nutty. But I mean, when you look back at what the nuttiness of today,
right. Doesn't even come close. Yeah. Ohio motorist in a pickle after cops find drug stash in his car. Antonio Stanley, a 40-year-old Cincinnati resident, was busted on felony trafficking and possession counts. Now, here's what they found in his car. Narcotics, drug paraphernalia, cash, a phone, and an individually wrapped Freestone dill pickle.
Okay, I was wondering where the pickle came into the headline.
According to Bangor, Michigan-based Freestone Pickle Company, its products are a great salty snack alternative that are low in calories. Is this an ad for this place? Is this story planted?
They're great for stashing cocaine.
I'm like, wait, why am I giving fentanyl. You guys a free read here? Florida woman going 110 miles per hour tells police she wanted to get to the beach. This isn't as good as last week's guy who blamed Putin, but
by still. The way, Grace, 508 is complaining. Where are the naked men?
Well, you might just have to wait a little bit for that.
I mean, last week was a cornucopia of naked men.
I have one, but it's very inappropriate. Do you want me to read it? You can't get mad at me.
Let me look during the break.
Okay. a Florida driver was arrested after getting caught going 110 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone because she wanted to go to the beach. This is Castleberry, Florida.
She was relation to Tim Murray?
She was arrested Friday after a Kennedy Space Center officer observed her going 110 miles per hour, and she told him that she wanted to go to the beach.
Let's wait. You got a couple of those stories, don't you? What about the guy who was arrested twice in New Jersey?
That's another one that's a little sick around the dinner time hour.
Nutley.
Oh, God.
New Jersey. All right. We're going to take a break, and we're going to have an editorial conference here.
But my two winners are really good, so we have to leave enough time for them.
Okay.
They're very good. They're very Kennedy-esque.
Well, we just had one from the Kennedy Space Center.
Yeah. But this one coming up
speeding.
Is...
We should break now then to have time for all of these.
Yes.
All right. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
There you go. More negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the Barley Neck Inn, located in Orleans, Massachusetts. A great venue for your rehearsal dinner, special event, or business meeting. BarleyNeck.com.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
I don't want a pickle. Just run around on the motorcycle.
First, they used to put drugs in blunts, right? Now they're putting them in pickles. I think they would get kind of wet, though, wouldn't they?
I don't think he was mixing his pickles and his drugs. He just had a pickle on standby. It's a nice chaser, I'm sure. It's very salty.
All right.
By the way, Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by our Make Gas Cheap Again shirt, which Howie is modeling for you right now. You can go to HowieCarShow.com, click on store, and get yourself one of these beautiful red t-shirts. Let's do one more runner-up before we get to the winners. State correction officer charged with having sex with inmate. Charlotte Farrow, who worked at Sousa Baranowski Correctional Center, was arraigned in Clinton District Court on one count of a prison guard having sexual relations with a prisoner.
This is the maximum security prison in Massachusetts.
Yes, and it's...
It's all male.
It's all male. And Howie, why don't you can finish this because you highlighted your...
Well, I just liked the way it was. I mean, I didn't like it. I just... You know, thought this is how messed up the society is. So the alleged victim, this is the guy who's in the maximum security prison. He's the con, the jailbird who had sex with the female guard. The alleged victim is in prison for raping a teenage girl. The website is not naming him because he is an alleged victim of sexual assault in the current case. Does that make sense to you, Grace?
Now,
does a guy who's been convicted of raping a teenage girl, does he strike you as a victim?
No, he does not. Now, these are the two winners. We have another inmate in the news. Inmate in wheelchair escapes cop.
Is it Whitey Bulger? Oh, no, he's dead. He was in a wheelchair, though. He couldn't escape.
After faking injury during arrest, shocking video captured the moment an Arkansas man who claimed he was injured during an arrest made an apparent miraculous recovery when he jumped out of his wheelchair.
Like Ethel Kennedy.
And escaped from police on the way to court. Joel Sanchez Delgado was being escorted into court in Little Rock for a routine appearance on drug trafficking raps Monday when he bolted from a sheriff's deputy and triggered a manhunt.
Stand up, Chuck. Good to see you.
His ruse was, oh, my shoe, stop, my shoe. And then once they stopped, he made a run for it. He was on the lam for a while, too. And
they got him. He was heading for the Mexican border.
Florida man calls cop demanding they test his meth after complaining he had been sold bath salts, only for officers to charge him for possession when they found out it was authentic. A Florida man called cops to come and test his meth after fearing he'd been duped into buying bath salts, only for officers to charge him for possession. The sheriff's office.
Why didn't he sample?
He did
the drugs to find out before he called 911.
No, he actually did. His name is Thomas Eugene Colucci, and he told officers over the phone he was an experienced drug user, saying he knew what it should feel
that,
like.
That goes without saying.
Having tried some and thinking it was actually bath salts. When the officers arrived, Colucci produced two small baggies and handed them to the deputies. Before the arrest, Colucci told officers he wanted his methamphetamine tested as he did not want other people to purchase fake meth from the same drug dealer. So he was a good Samaritan. He was trying
to
help
others. You know what I always say, Grace? No good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah, it's a little bit too much honesty in this case. Colucci wanted deputies to put the person in trouble for selling dangerous drugs, but he was unable to provide a name or any contact info for the person who sold them.
Go figure. Where did this happen? What part of Florida did this happen in?
This happened in Hernando County.
Not near me.
Oh, you don't say. Yeah, so those are the two stories of the day. And if people, should I just read that last one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Do I have it here? Oh, no. Well, it was a Starbucks where a man was pleasuring himself, and he was indeed naked. So, Taylor, can we get a little bit of, just so people aren't just
beware, beware.
And he's not to be confused with the guy in Nutley, New Jersey, who was nailed twice for doing it, a substitute teacher in a class. Twice. I'm Howie Carr.